SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's been 1 week since devastating flash floods killed at least 120 people in Texas. President Trump is aboard Air Force One at this hour, making his way to hard-hit Kerrville, Texas.
The president is expected to do an aerial tour of some of the hard-hit areas, telling NBC News on Thursday, quote, "Nobody ever saw a thing like this coming." He added, "This is a once-in-every-200-year deal."
Correspondent Ken Lorman. In Texas, Andrews County Sheriff Charles Stewart says search and recovery will continue unabated during the president's visit this afternoon.
We will not stop our efforts at all when he gets here. When he gets here, I'm sure he will have his own security detail. Our operations out there on that river will continue just like it is now. President or no president, we have lives down there we might be saving, and we're not going to give up on that. Our crews will not leave their post.
Audio courtesy of KSAT. There's more tariff news coming out of the Trump White House.
President Trump sent his latest tariff letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It says he's raising import taxes on goods from Canada to 35%. That, of course, tops the 25% tariffs Trump first imposed in March. They were allegedly aimed at getting Canada to crack down on fentanyl smuggling, despite the relatively modest trafficking in the drug. Though Trump also expressed frustration with the U.S. trade deficit with Canada, that largely reflects American oil purchases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
State Department employees are facing the latest round of Trump administration job cuts. More than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants are being fired in a major reorganization. Wall Street, the Dow, is down by 237 points. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on the NEA breaking up with the ADL.
The National Education Association, America's biggest teachers union, is cutting all ties with the Anti-Defamation League, accusing it of exaggerating the levels of anti-Semitism in the country. NEA spokesman also accused the ADL of being biased against the Palestinians. The ADL has responded by saying, quote, "We will not be cowed for supporting Israel, and we will not be deterred from our work reaching millions of students with educational programs every year." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Christian leaders are praising the IRS for announcing that clergy can endorse political candidates without risking their church's tax-exempt status. Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, says the decision was right, adding that the IRS has no business dictating what can be said from the pulpit. He says his church's tax-exempt status was threatened recently. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are inching higher once again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.72%. Prior to this week, the average rate had declined 5 weeks in a row. This week's increase reflects a recent uptick in bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Home sales have remained sluggish this year as elevated mortgage rates and rising prices have frozen out many prospective home buyers. I'm Alex Vega.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife attended a memorial service in Washington yesterday for two Israeli embassy staffers who were shot to death outside the embassy back in May. The two colleagues had been on the verge of getting engaged. Netanyahu was leaving the U.S. after meeting with President Trump, lawmakers, and others over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Still no word of a ceasefire. More details at SRNnews.com.